chapter 5 to 6. But this is the way of death. First of all, it is evil and full of accursedness, murders, adulteries, evil desires, fornications, thefts, idolatries, magic arts, sorceries, robberies, false witnessings, hypocrisies, double-mindedness, guile, conceit, malice, willful stubbornness, avarice, obscene speech, envy, arrogance, pride, boastfulness, and lack of fear. Those who are persecutors of good men, haters of the truth, lovers of falsehood, who do not acknowledge any reward of righteousness, who do not adhere to the good, nor pass righteous judgment. They are vigilant, not for good, but for wickedness. They are far removed from meekness and patience. They love vanities and pursue rewards, are without pity for the poor, do not labor to aid those oppressed by toil, do not acknowledge their maker, are murderers of children, and destroy what God has formed. They turn away from the needy, oppress the afflicted, are advocates of the rich, and unjust judges of the poor. They are altogether sinful through and through. Children, may all of you be preserved from all these. See to it that no one leads you astray from this way of teaching, since his teaching would be apart from God. If you are able to carry the full yoke of the Lord, you will be perfect. But if you are not able, do whatever you can. With regard to food, abstain as much as you can, but abstain completely from whatever has been offered to idols, for this is to worship dead gods.